Gilligan is a male Canada Lynx. Approximate date of birth, January 1st, 2007. Rescued, May 5th, 2013. Gilligan's age is unknown. He was purchased along with Skipper at an auction. Gilligan had the tiniest cage, measuring 5x7. It was also the dirtiest of all the cages. The mud floor was not mud, but feces covered with a sprinkling of straw. It appeared as though Gilligan had tried to keep much of his waste confined to one area on top of his plastic doghouse. He had perched atop the house day after day to defecate. The large pile of feces cascaded out the side of his cage. It was clear that his cage had not been cleaned in several months. Strewn about the cage were bits of meat, bones, and fur. The doghouse was too small for Gilligan to fit in, and other than a small child's play picnic table, he had nowhere to escape the weather. He was forced to sleep in the open and surrounded by filth. Because Gilligan's cage was so small, there was not enough room for big cat rescuers to enter it with nets and a crate. So using wire that they had brought, they constructed a secondary enclosure to the door and inside placed the crate filled with soft, dry hay. Gilligan was unsure about this new crate, and despite its appeal of warmth and dryness, he refused to enter it. He was left to contemplate entering the crate on his own, while big cat rescuers moved on to try and catch Skipper. After Skipper was captured and carried to the big cat rescue trailer, Gilligan had still refused to enter the crate. With no other options, he was sedated with a blow dart. He quickly fell asleep, and Dr. Justin did a full exam. After the exam, he was gently placed in the crate and given the reversal agent for the tranquilizer. When he awoke, he was in a soft bed of hay being loaded into the trailer for his long trip back to Tampa. Gilligan seems absolutely blissful in his new enclosure. In his first days, he constantly sniffed all around, soaking in the fresh air. He was also quite amazed with the wildlife that abounds at the sanctuary, from cardinals to lizards to squirrels. He is very observant and intently watches as they flit and scurry about.